Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, one thing we need to understand, and to hear some people talk, you would think that God is a different God from the Old Testament than He is in the New, and that everything has totally changed from Old Testament to New, so much so that the Old Testament is really not even relevant in our lives today, and that is absolutely untrue. God has not changed and never will. The devil is the same. Good and evil are the same. Truth and lies are the same. Blessing and curse are the same. So many things are exactly the same today as they were in Abraham's time or Moses' time. The difference is the way we become righteous. The difference is our covenant. Our covenant has changed. But blessing and curse hasn't changed. Truth and lie hasn't changed. Good and evil hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. Do you believe this?
Yes.
Very important to be clear on this. And if blessing and curse wasn't an issue for us in the new covenant, He wouldn't be devoting whole chapters to it in the New Testament, in the book of Galatians. Now, would He? But it is. What do we need to know about it? Well, that's why we're camping on it. Verse 13, said out loud, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Is there such a thing as being cursed? Is it real? If you believe the Bible, you have to believe that. If blessing is real, cursing is real. Verse 14. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law that, or we could say so that, what? The blessing of Abraham, which He's already been talking about in previous verses, which Abraham heard about the blessing in the gospel, might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That's us. That we, see, Paul here includes himself. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Is the Spirit been given to us today? Do we live by faith today? Then is it true that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law and that we have received now the blessing of Abraham? Go with me back to Proverbs, the 10th chapter, and let me remind you of this. We got into some things last Friday that I believe are very significant. Of course, if it's in the Word, it's very significant. And it was connected to this, Proverbs 10:22. We talked about how we've been redeemed from the curse. We spent a whole evening talking about how we've been redeemed from the curse of sickness. And not just theory, but looking at verse after verse after verse in Deuteronomy 28. But in Proverbs 10:22, He said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. Here's one thing that the blessing does. Have you been blessed as a believer? Does the blessing do anything in your life? One thing it does, it makes rich. It, the blessing, makes. Now that's a creative word. And when God spoke blessing in the book of Genesis and any number of places, the way He did it was to say, the Bible said He blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth, be. This is not just an encouraging word. This is an empowering word. This is a creative word. When the Lord says, be this or that, He's not just exhorting you. He just released creative power that causes you to become that. Can you see that? And one of the things that the blessing does is it is creative power that makes rich. You believe that or not?
Yes.
Now, there's a lot of folks think, you know, when it comes to Christianity, that rich is a four-letter word. It's an ugly word. We shouldn't even be talking about it. But that's, you know, you're going to ignore a lot of scriptures if you do that. But rich is not a dollar amount. Rich is not a certain accumulation. As we saw last week, rich involves a number of things, and the stuff is not the blessing. A car, for instance, if you had the nicest car there is, you couldn't say that car is the blessing. You might try to say, it's a blessing to me. Well, actually, it's a car. The car is not the blessing. Can't be. The blessing is something else. How many understand? The blessing is not a car.
Right.
And the blessing is not a house. But what is it? What is it? It is, we'll look in Deuteronomy 8, that's right. Deuteronomy 8 and 17. And you'll see all these things overlap, all these things connect. The Word of God is connected. I mean, every verse is connected somehow with every other verse. It is a living thing. It is the most astounding thing I've ever come in contact with. The Word of God. What do you mean? It's alive. It's living. And it's so many faceted. And it's just amazing. And if you think, well, this doesn't agree or that don't agree, you're just showing your ignorance. You're just showing how much you don't know. Because there's no such thing as it doesn't agree. It's interconnected from beginning to end. And notice this in Deuteronomy 8:17. He's cautioning them after they get in the promised land, after they possess the vineyards they didn't plant, the orchards, the houses they didn't build, after they are well off. They got houses and vineyards and farms and lands. He said, now when you do, watch out that you don't say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Would this still be relevant today?
Yes.
Watch out that you don't say that. Now you have to put the previous verses with this to get all that, but you don't, what don't you say?
My power,
my might of my hand has gotten me this. Another way of saying that is I worked hard. I did this. I built this from the ground up. I'm a self-made man. I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. Well, then any accumulation, you are taking credit for.
Yes, that's right.
You're not attributing it to the blessing. And here's the thing. You can have billions of dollars and not be blessed. Are y'all with me? You can have the biggest houses there are and 40 vacation homes and, you know, 20 airplanes and not be blessed at all. What actually makes you rich? It's not the money that makes you rich. It's not the stuff. The blessing of the Lord, it makes you what God calls rich. Hallelujah. And that includes so much more than stuff. Stuff can be here today, gone tomorrow. Stuff can't satisfy your insides. Stuff can't make you a better person or any more likable to be around. Or give you any more friends. There are some people that have a lot of stuff and they are some of the loneliest people on the planet. Because they're so mean and cruel. They are not rich. The world might call them rich, but they're not. Only the blessing can make you truly rich. You believe it or not? He said, don't say, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth, but you shall remember the Lord your God. It's He that gives you the power to get the wealth. The blessing is not the wealth. The blessing is the power. Well, come on, can you see this? The power. Part of the power is the power to get it. The power to make it. Did you hear the text again? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh. The power to get it. The power to do it. And like we saw last week, it also includes the power to enjoy it.
Yes.
There's no amount of money can give you the power to enjoy life. And it also includes the power to give it. To give it to others. Does this begin to paint a picture of truly blessed? You got the power to get wealth, stuff. You got the power to enjoy it. And you got the power to give it. Is that a blessed man? A blessed woman? Is it? That's not just having money and stuff. That's being blessed. You don't just want a bunch of money. You want to be blessed. And if you're a believer, you should believe the Bible, which says that you is. You are. You believe it or not. Somebody say, I am blessed. I'm blessed. With what? The blessing of Abraham. The big one. It's mine. He said, you'll remember the Lord your God, for it's He that gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which you swear to your fathers. Well, that goes back to Abraham, as it is this day. God's Word translation says it like this. He said, you may say to yourselves, I became wealthy because of my own ability and strength. Are there a lot of people who say that?
Yes.
Yeah. I became wealthy because of my own ability and strength. He said, but you remember, the Lord your God is the one who makes you wealthy. He's confirming the promise which He swore to your ancestors. It's still in effect today.
Praise God.
Galatians says it is.
Yeah.
Right? That's New Testament. Is the blessing still in effect today?
Yes.
Part of the blessing is the power to make it, the power to get it, the power to appropriate.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me.